8 this hour, brought to you by Modern Roofing. For all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call. 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
Iowa Tackle Brandon Sheriff says he stayed in college because he has plenty of room for improvement. The Denison native passed up a chance to enter the NFL draft after earning second-team All-American honors. He says he feels he'll be even better next season.
You know, pass blocking, run blocking, fishing on the second level, and just playing faster and smarter and hopefully becoming a better leader, and just setting goals to be, you know, to be the best leader I can be, and we're trying to be the best offensive line, you know, in the Big Ten, and my goal is to be one of the best offensive linemen in the nation, so I just got to, you know, keep working my butt off and hopefully pulling people along with me and just doing what I can do.
The Hawkeyes are in the midst of spring practice, and they have high expectations for next season after posting an 8-5 record in 2013.
And we got six practices under our belt, so we're just a little under halfway there. I mean, we'll be over halfway there here after this week's over, but, we just got a long ways to go, and, you know, every practice we're going to take advantage of it and just keep on tracking.
Sheriff says he'll have more of a leadership role as a senior.
You know, we had great leadership from our seniors last year, and, you know, those guys are gone. So, you know, we got to find some new guys to step up, and that's my goal. And, you know, hopefully it's a couple other people's goal to step up with me.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says that having Sheriff back is a big lift for next season.
When a guy chooses to come back like that, it's usually because he really still likes the college experience. He hasn't grown tired of that, and he's here for all the right reasons. And so the energy and the positive vibes that a good established player shares with his teammates, that's something that's just invaluable.
Farron says it's much like when Robert Gallery returned for his final season and ended up winning the Outland Trophy.
The parallel is that both guys are very, very good players, and both of them have attitudes where they just like the college experience, and, you know, they're here because they chose to be, they wanted to be.
Well, the Hawkeyes will hold a practice at Valley High School in West Des Moines this Saturday afternoon. They'll finish off their spring drills with the spring inter-squad scrimmage on April 26th. Iowa appears to be deep enough at both running back and wide receiver heading into next season. What the Hawkeyes would really like to see is a few of those guys blossom into big-time playmakers. Iowa's abundance of backs could be the envy of the new Big Ten West in 2014, and the Hawkeyes are also deep and experienced at wide receiver. But the Hawkeyes also averaged 4.2 yards per rush and 6.8 yards per pass last season, scoring just 26.3 points a game. And that's why one of the main tasks for Iowa this spring has been to identify explosive but possibly inexperienced players and see how close they are to helping Iowa next season. A former Northwestern quarterback, Kane Coulter, has been a guiding force behind the idea of a players' union. Current Wildcats signal caller Trevor Siemian does not agree. Speaking with reporters during a conference call, Siemian said if players had problems, they should have first gone to coach Pat Fitzgerald and athletic director James Phillips. The senior quarterback said, "I am treated far better than I deserve here." Conversely, former NFL MVP Adrian Peterson advocated for college athletes Wednesday, saying they deserve to be paid for the millions of dollars they bring into the school coffers. The Minnesota Vikings running back also took aim at NBA Commissioner Adam Silver's stated desire to require college players to spend 2 years in school before declaring for the draft. Peterson said he felt a kinship with Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel as a fellow high-profile athlete who generated significant revenues while he was in school at Oklahoma. Well, the NFL has announced that the Pro Bowl in 2015 will take place on January 25th at the University of Phoenix Stadium. The game in 2016 on January 31st will be back in Hawaii at Aloha Stadium. The game will remain a week before the Super Bowl as it has the last 5 years. The new format, introduced after last season, which scrapped the traditional AFC versus NFC matchup, will also be retained. In baseball yesterday, Billy Hamilton had 3 hits and his first 2 steals and scored easily after tagging up on a shallow outfield pop fly to support a strong outing from Mike Leake in the Cincinnati Reds' 4-0 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. Leake allowed 4 hits and a walk in 8 scoreless innings, and Devin Mesoraco hit a 2-run homer for the Reds, who avoided a 3-game sweep after dropping their 9th series in their last 10 in St. Louis. They're 2-4 against the Cardinals, their National League Central rival, as they wrapped up a 2-4 trip. Shelby Miller allowed his 4th homer in 2 starts and faced trouble most of his 6 innings, but he held the Reds hitless in 9 at-bats with runners in scoring position. Mesoraco hit his 1st homer in the 4th after doubling twice Tuesday in his 1st start after coming off the 15-day disabled list. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Washington over Miami 10-7, Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 9-4, Atlanta over New York 4-3, Chicago beat Pittsburgh 7-5, Arizona downing San Francisco 7-3. Alex Gordon hit a 3-run homer and matched a career high with 4 RBIs, leading the Kansas City Royals to a 7-3 rout of the Tampa Bay Rays in their series finale yesterday. Nori Aoki, Johnny Giovitella, and Billy Butler also drove in runs for the Royals, who have struggled to find offense all season. They had only scored more than 4 runs once in their first 7 games and lost 1-0 to Tampa Bay the previous night. Jeremy Guthrie recovered from a sloppy start to hold the Rays to 4 hits over 7 innings. The only run he allowed came on Desmond Jennings' homer in the 4th inning. The Royals broke the game open with a 5-run 5th off of Jake Odorizzi, who was part of the blockbuster trade in 2012 that brought James Shields from Tampa Bay to Kansas City. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Oakland beating Minnesota in 11 innings, 7-4. Boston topping Texas 4-2. Baltimore over the New York Yankees 5-4. Toronto beat Houston 7-3, and the LA Angels shut down Seattle 2-0. In interleague play yesterday, Colorado beat the Chicago White Sox 10-4. Detroit topping the LA Dodgers in 10 innings, 7-6. And in a doubleheader, Cleveland wins the opener 2-0 over San Diego. Padres take the 2nd game over the Indians by a score of 2-1. Also in Pacific Coast League play yesterday, Omaha beat up on Memphis 20-3. It was Iowa topping Nashville by a score of 6-1. Well, the Royals have activated reliever Lewis Coleman from the disabled list, and they recalled second baseman Johnny Giovitella from AAA Omaha. Kansas City made space for them by optioning relievers Donnie Joseph and Aaron Brooks to Omaha before yesterday's game against the Rays. Coleman has been on the DL with a jammed middle finger on his pitching hand. The right-hander threw a side session at Kauffman Stadium Monday and reported no problems. Giovitella was summoned from Omaha to fill in for Omar Infante, who was sidelined after getting hit in the jaw with a pitch. Giovitella was 7-for-19 in his first 5 games of the season at AAA. Royals manager Ned Yost says that he hopes Infante can play again this weekend. Elsewhere around the league, Los Angeles Angels outfielder Josh Hamilton will be out 6 to 8 weeks after tearing a ligament in his left thumb during Tuesday's game against Seattle. The 2010 AL MVP was injured during a headfirst slide into first base in the 7th inning. Hamilton was placed on the disabled list and could require surgery. Nationals third baseman Ryan Zimmerman was back in the starting lineup against Miami after working on a lower throwing motion to try to help his sore right shoulder. Zimmerman hadn't played in the field since Saturday when a throwing error led to a pair of unearned runs in a loss to Atlanta. In basketball news, Kansas freshman Joel Embiid will enter the NBA draft after a breakthrough season that ended with a stress fracture in his back that kept the 7-footer out of the NCAA tournament. Embiid had been mulling whether to return for his sophomore season for weeks. He said during a news conference Wednesday at Allen Fieldhouse that he reached a decision on Sunday. The native of Cameroon is still raw, having only picked up the game a few years ago, but his natural athleticism made a believer out of NBA scouts, and many believe that Embiid will join teammate Andrew Wiggins among the first few picks in the June draft. Wiggins has already said that he's leaving Kansas after his freshman season. Lots of action in the NBA last night. It was Orlando beating Brooklyn 115-111. Charlotte an overtime winner, 94-88 over Washington. Cleveland beat Detroit 122-100. Toronto outscored Philadelphia 125-114. Atlanta beat Boston 105-97. Chicago over Minnesota 102-87. Indiana beat Milwaukee 104-102. Memphis over Miami 107-102. Phoenix beat New Orleans 94-88. Denver, a 123-116 winner over Houston. Portland beat Sacramento 100-99. Oklahoma City over the LA Clippers 107-101. And in the National Hockey League last night, it was Chicago winning in overtime 3-2 over Montreal. Pittsburgh in a shootout, a winner over Detroit 4-3. Calgary also in a shootout 4-3 over Los Angeles. And Anaheim beat San Jose by a score of 5-2. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Modern Roofing. For a free estimate of all your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.